When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2964, The Want To versus Have To Ratio, part 2, by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The Want To versus Have To Ratio, part 2, by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Number 4, think getting things done earns them a good reputation and ultimately success and status. She's a machine. Needs something done, she'll get it done and it'll be perfect. She'll do what's needed to make it happen. Burn the midnight oil, cancel plans with family and friends, cut back on sleep, eat on the run or not at all, pay to outsource any activity that's not work-related because that keeps her focused on what matters, and postpone vacation indefinitely. The payoff? Well, getting praised, getting ahead, feeling like the The downside? Loss of friends, strained personal relationships, deteriorating health, overwork and burnout, and loss of self because her self is defined by her job and nothing else. That's the category I used to fit into. I could do it all. I was dependable, resourceful, accomplished, and broken in all aspects of life that didn't involve getting the next raise or promotion. My breakneck pace gave me tunnel vision. I took every other aspect of my life for granted until it started to implode and I had to start paying attention. Though I was able to repair some of the damage in some areas, I was left to pick up the pieces in others. The MBA indoctrination was successful in creating a super widget, and it only took a few years of business school to get me there. Now, years later, I'm still relearning what matters. Like a junkie, I'm likely to use again, which could lead me to reoffend. My drug, status, and my growing dependence on it. And number 5, believe a busy life is a happy life. Busyness is a kind of salve, and that fact is even more evident today. Being busy in the everyday, rushing here, rushing there, updating this or that, emails, social media, keeping up with the latest news, all of these low-value activities keep us from stepping back and looking at the bigger picture. This individual says yes because he doesn't value his time, since all of it is spent in futile busyness or low-value entertainment meant to keep up with our entertainment culture. If he doesn't value his time, why should anyone else? And he likes it that way because it ensures he never has to stop and think about his life. That would require him to get real and make some changes to lead a richer, deeper, more fulfilling one, lest he remain perpetually dissatisfied. Socially acceptable, personally destructive. Each one of the types listed are socially acceptable, even highly rewarded. These people make it easy for others to get what they want because they reduce barriers, friction, conflict. But as facilitators, they pay a high price: personal fulfillment, happiness over the long term. What's the solution? Personal happiness is the ultimate currency, and accumulating it over time means following a recipe of sorts that makes it easier to say no to what doesn't align with who we are or who we want to become. What motivates us? Number one, purpose. Create meaning in your life that allows you to feel productive and joyful in the moment and over the longer term. When in doubt about what you want or what you care about, follow your gut. Number two, expression of self. Maintain the level of autonomy needed to lead an authentic life. Stay out of debt. Don't define yourself by your work or by what others ask of you. And don't chase the latest status symbols. Number three, life audit. Regularly compare what you say you value to how you spend your time. Adjust as needed to stay in balance or get real about what you really value. Number four, sources of motivation. The more your motivation is fueled by internal drivers as opposed to external carrots and sticks, the happier you'll be. That means increasing the ratio of want-tos to have-tos, because have-tos are based on external pressures and meeting these obligations seldom leads to long-term satisfaction. And number five, good enough. Maximize life overall by avoiding the drive to chase perfection in all aspects of life. Perfection in one area costs you dearly because it requires you to ignore or underdevelop other areas of life that make it worth living. Achieving good enough across all areas of life increases your potential for living the good life. What's your want-to versus have-to ratio? Are you able to say no in order to say yes? You just listened to part two of the post titled "The Want-To versus Have-To Ratio" by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com. Thank you again to Alain. Like her, I think the category I used to fall into most before was thinking that I'd have more success, status, and recognition if I did more and always said yes, but that definitely didn't turn out to be the case. And I think the last one about feeling like a busy life is either a happy life or basically the only option is one that both of us probably fall into at times, if not most or all the time. That one is pretty much ingrained in us since birth, so it's a difficult one to climb out of. Like she said, it's what's socially acceptable, so to do anything different and go against the stream requires a lot of effort. A life audit could be a great way to start, and journaling can help with that, but if that's not your cup of tea, then maybe you look at ways to express yourself as she suggested, or think about your own strengths and what kind of purpose you'd like to have. A lot of great suggestions here. So thank you to Alain for this one. Thank you for being on the journey with me and for subscribing or following and sharing the show with others. That helps a ton and hopefully spreads the positivity. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.